I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Before the break, you said there was a man with a thick base, a thick lower half that would make Phil Sims, even Phil Sims, blush, who loves a football player with a thick lower base. You were going to tell me who it was because you were impressed. So who is this man with this base?
You know, I was blown away by it. You know, yesterday I had a chance to play golf with Brian Riscona.
Yeah.
His buddy Scott, who got on a midnight plane to Italy tonight or yesterday or last night after our round of golf. And then CeeLo.
Yeah.
CeeLo is huge from the waist down.
You didn't realize it?
I didn't realize. He's got tree trunks for legs. His calves are bigger, I bet you, than Jerry's thighs. I know they're bigger than Al's thighs together.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
I mean, he's got ginormous calves. Yeah. I'll tell you what, and he can hit the golf ball.
He's a very good golfer. See, you've never played with him all these years.
I've never played with him, but you know, obviously, I think what makes him a good athlete, like remember he was playing shortstop for us at playing softball, is that lower half. Now it all, because I always think of CeeLo as our, you know, a younger kid, and he's no longer that. He's a man now.
Yeah.
But I could not believe the size of his calves.
Wow. Impressive. I mean, this is a man you've sat next to many, many times for many years, and you never knew he had that impressive thick lower base.
I don't think he's ever come in with shorts. I don't think I.
He has.
Yes?
He has. Yeah.
I was just, playing 18 holes with him yesterday. I just was amazed.
Very good to play golf with.
Yeah, yes. Great to play with.
He's a good putter, by the way.
And I know that you don't necessarily love playing with lefties, and CeeLo is a lefty. Did he screw you up?
No. Okay. We kind of worked on a few things together, actually.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Wow. Good team, huh?
We just wiped Riscona and his buddy Scott out. Oh, wiped him out.
The Knicks better win tonight, or Riscona's going to have a bad couple of days. He's going to the game tonight.
This is the game he asked you to go to?
Yeah, and he got wiped out by Boomer and CeeLo. The day before.
Yeah.
His buddy Scott got on a midnight plane to Italy after getting his ass kicked.
Yes.
What's wrong, honey?
5-3-1, 6-4-2-0.
I mean, see, for people who know what that means, that is a all-time epic whooping.
Usually doesn't happen like that very often.
No. Epic whooping.
I thought he got bumped from this.
No, he didn't get bumped.
CeeLo's.
And then initially. Right.
Then someone.
Scott Clutterbuck, said, I'm in, then I'm out, I'm in, I'm out.
CeeLo got back in.
So he got back in.
He got back in.
Celebrity athletes.
All right, Jerry, what's going on?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I'll get back to the lower half and the baseball in a second. But
All right.
Do have the Knicks and Pacers tonight. The Knicks down 3-1. Here is Josh Hart, who knows what's at stake.
Obviously, our back's against the wall, but, you know, we're competitors, and we're going to bring it until the series is over.
He says, we will fight till the bitter end.
I've never known this team to quit. That's not the character of the guys that we have in the locker room.
Now, as for Indiana, they're up 3-1. Benedict Mathurin on Tuesday night says, we're getting closer.
The goal is pretty clear for us. You know, we want to win it. Everybody wants to win a championship, you know what I'm saying? But you have to be willing to do the right things, and I feel like tonight was a great step in the right direction.
At Madison
so when he goes tripping down the lane, and guys are falling all over him, and he's causing the foul. Let's not call the foul on Josh Hart.
Yeah, and I'm not criticizing CBS Sports Network because they need to do this, but I am so tired of watching these sloppy highlights the last couple of days. I mean, it is so frustrating.
Yeah.
And every time I see it, I get angry again because it's
a lot of that's Josh Hart.
I know. It's just really, really bad. And unlike him, for sure.
Right. And they did a good job because I played the Hart clips, which is why you're seeing
it.
Now, speaking of Tuesday night, you will remember that I edited this a little bit to get to a point. This was Pat McAfee.
Ben Stiller is here! Let's send these sons of bitches back to New York with their ears ringing!
All right, so we heard that yesterday. We saw it the other night, obviously. So Stiller was on the Put Back podcast with who? Ian Begley? Right, that's who it was. And here he was taken aback by McAfee a little bit.
I have to say, I was not familiar with his game. I did not know that was coming. Is he, I know, look, I'm a casual football fan. I know that he was like a, he was a field goal kicker.
Punter for the Colts.
Punter. He was a punter. Yep. Okay. Yep. So, and then he got really popular on his show. Was he also a wrestler?
So he doesn't know. And Eddie brings up a great point. Ben Stiller knows Tommy, but doesn't know Pat McAfee.
Well,
well, Ben Stiller's a New Yorker.
But Ben here
likes the station. He likes Tommy.
There's actually an explanation there, and it's all about the For You algorithm. So Ben Stiller's all into the Knicks, and Positive Tommy shows up in his For You algorithm. And he goes, this guy's positive. He's not negative. I'm going to follow him because I'm so into the Knicks.
Yeah.
Whereas Pat McAfee's not coming into his world because he's a casual football fan who played for the Colts and is from Pittsburgh.
Well, that's a wonderful explanation.
Yeah.
The bottom line is Ben Stiller knows Tommy and not Pat McAfee.
Yeah, true.
Here was one more. He says, no hard feelings with all that.
I get it. It was fun. You know, I felt like he was just trying to get the crowd riled up. It was, you know, a little bit out of the blue. But, you know, it's also like a little bit of like, are we really doing the narrative of like Hicks versus Knicks? You know, like the big wigs from New York. It's a little cartoonish, but then again, it goes with the WWE.
WWE is what
he's an actor. He should know what this is all about.
And yeah, he does. I think he was having fun with it for sure if you watch the clip. So that'll be tonight. Now, last night, this game was so awful.
Mm.
This was Breen and Richard Jefferson on ESPN as the Thunder just clobbered the T-Wolves.
Well, there's still a lot of time. Let me see, what can I ask you?
A lot of time for what?
So how did you get into the business?
I couldn't jump like these young guys anymore, so I thought it was such a good job.
That's where we were. This game was over in the first... See, here you go, Al. This is one of those games, if you turned it on with 5 minutes left, you missed everything. The Thunder outscored the T-Wolves 26-9 in the first quarter, and it was 65-32 at the half. No game at all. Here was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He had 34 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, the Thunder off to the NBA Finals, and he basically says he wanted no part of getting back on a plane.
I didn't want to go back to Minnesota, travel-wise. And then I wanted the fans to be able to enjoy the moment with us. I wanted them to be able to see it unfold in front of their eyes. I wanted them to be able to celebrate tonight in our building. Go home, get drunk, whatever they do.
Whatever they do. So they move on. They now await the winner of the Knicks and the Pacers. Chet Holmgren did have 22. Next hour, we will hear from Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards. Randle played well. Edwards did not have much of a game last night.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.